朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚刚诗歌的最后一句话是什么？
What was the last phrase of the song that we just sang?
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
耶稣基督是我们活泼的盼望。
Yes, Jesus Christ is our living hope.
我想一个人如果活着已经没有盼望的话，那是一个非常痛苦的人生啊。
If we live without hope, it is a life that is tragic.
但是就算你不是已经落入了绝望的境界
even if you have not fallen into the place of hopelessness,
但是如果我们活着没有盼望，而且没有一个正确的盼望的话，其实也是一个很没有价值的生活。
But if we live our days without hope, without the right hope, we're living our days without significant value.
圣经不仅仅让我们看见的基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
The scripture helps us to see that Christ is our glorious hope.
也把将来在新天新地永远跟神同在成为我们荣耀的盼望。
And that in the new heaven and the new earth, he will forever be our glorious hope.
那就算先不讲那么大那么远的事情。
And even if we're not going to speak about something that is still far away, seemingly,
就连我们每一次来到神的家中，来到聚会中，我们应该都很兴奋，都充满了盼望。
But every time we come into the house of God, we come to the presence of God, we should have this living hope.
我都希望我们每一次来到任何的聚会中，我们都带着一个盼望，说今天我要在这里再遇见神，再听见主对我说话。
I pray that every time we come to the gatherings of the Lord, we will have a heart that yearns and say, Lord, today I want to meet you. I pray that you will speak to me today.
我相信没有一个姊妹进美容院是不带着盼望的。
And I believe that every sister, every woman that enter into a salon, that they do not enter with hope.
你不会希望我怎么进怎么出，对不对？
You're not going to expect to leave the same way that you entered in, right?
你总希望你进去是这个样子，出来不一样了。
And your expectation is that when you enter one way, when you come out, you will look different.
所以我们过去一位讲员贝教士，他说我们每一次聚会，都是来到 Jesus Salon, 来到耶稣基督的美容院。
Sister Barker once said that every time we come to assemble in the presence of God, we're coming to the Jesus Salon.
在聚会里面让他来改变我们。
That we allow him to come and transform us in his gathering.
当我们出去的时候我们不一样了，我们一定是变得更好的。
But when we leave, we are leaving in a different condition. We are better.
所以我们今天要来继续讲这个约书亚记。
So today we're going to continue in the study in the book of Joshua.
虽然好像是在讲属灵的征战。
And seemingly we're talking about spiritual warfare.
但是同样的原则，当我们带着盼望，带着活泼的盼望来听神对我们说话的时候，
But the same principle, if we come and engage the word of God with a living hope,
神的话要成为我们的祝福。
The word of God will be a blessing to us.
神的话要成为我们的保护。
The word of God will be protection over us.
神的话成为我们的指引，成为我们的亮光。
The word of God would be our guide, would be the light unto us.
而且我们更希望神的话在这里能够喂养我们属灵生命的需要。
And we pray that the word of God would be our sustenance that supplies our spiritual needs.
今天已经进到八月了哈。
Today we are entering into the month of August.
我都不知道怎么去形容时间怎么过得这么快。
I don't know how to articulate and express how fast time is flying by.
对你们年轻人来说觉得时间用不完的。
For a lot of the young people who are here today, maybe you feel that I have more than enough time.
对我们这种老人家来说，一年是一年，一个月是一个月，连每一天都要算的。
For someone who's advanced in age like myself, every year, every month, every day is numbered and counted.
不管你还有多久的日子可以活。
It doesn't matter how much more days you have left.
有一天我们要为着我们每一天的生活去向神交账。
There's a day that we're going to have to settle account with our Lord and our Master concerning every day of our lives.
所以从某一面来说，我真的很羡慕你们年轻。
So from a perspective, I do admire the fact that you're still young.
还有那么多的机会可以被神改变，被神纠正来成长。
You still have many opportunities to allow the Lord to come and change, to tune, and grow in the presence of God.
那么多的事情，时间、经验、遭遇。 都像水流一样经过我们。
So many of the things in our life, our time, our experiences, our encounters, they pass us through, pass by us like the flow of water.
当它流过我们之后，有没有留下永恒的价值？
When these things flow and washes over us, did we retain any of things that are of eternal value?
有没有带来我们生命的改变？有没有带来我们跟神关系的改变？
Did it bring about a change of life? Did it bring about a change of our relationship with God?
加油啊
Everybody be encouraged.
希望我们一起好好的来、
We need to all come and summon our strength and do it together.
约书亚记好像是一卷讲征战的书。
The book of Joshua seemingly is talking about warfare.
但是它其实却告诉我们怎么样子在地上过得胜的生活。
But it is telling us how to live in a life of victory.
神把我们从埃及救出来不是神的目的。
The purpose of God rescuing his people out of Egypt is not the purpose.
那不过是一个根基的工作。
That is a work of his found, as a foundational work of God.
他把我们从埃及救出来的目的是要把我们带进迦南地。
But the purpose of delivering us out of Egypt is to bring us into the land of Canaan.
他把我们从仇敌、从世界、从各样的捆绑里面释放出来，为的让我们可以自由的来侍奉神。
He's delivered us out of the world, out of the bondage of the enemy, that we may have freedom to serve the living God.
你今天活得痛苦吗？
Do you live in trouble today?
今天在你的生活里面有很多的瑕疵，不自由吗？
Are there a lot of things that are restraining you to keeping you from living free before God?
如果我们不认清楚神救我们的目的是什么，你还是会继续留在被掳、受压制、痛苦的光景里。
If you do not truly understand and comprehend why God has redeemed and saved us, we will continue our days in oppression as being slaves.
神不光希望我们得救，而希望我们得胜。
God not only desires that we are redeemed and saved, He wants us to be victorious.
神不光希望我们得着了生命，而且是得着更丰盛的生命。
He not only desires that we would each have life, but have it more abundantly.
啊，所以圣经里面的每一场征战，它最积极的目的，除了叫我们荣耀神以外，就是要叫我们承受产业。
So we see that every battle that is illustrated in this particular book not only has its purpose in glorifying God, but His people would inherit the blessings of God.
而且我在第一堂就已经讲过了，迦南美地这个产业指的就是耶稣基督他自己。
And the very first message of this series, we say that the land of Canaan is a type, is pointing to Jesus Himself.
在基督里，我们承受了所有的祝福。
That in Christ we have received all the blessings.
在基督里，我们承受了神伟大的生命和性情。
And we have received the nature and the life of God through Christ.
在基督里面，我们享受了最深的安息和最深的满足。
That in Christ we have entered into the deepest rest and deepest satisfactions.
这就是迦南地所告诉我们。
This is what the land of Canaan represents.
这也是我们每一场征战的目的。都是为了这个积极的目的。
And every battle we engage in, we engage with this purpose.
所以如果今天在你的生活里面常常没有安息，很多思虑、烦恼、捆绑的话，我们都需要听这样子的信息。
And I want to say that in our days, if we have not rest, we do not have rest, we are troubled continuously, we need to hear this message.
你不要来说，余弟兄啊，我们现在在疫情底下，现在又多来了一个什么猴痘。Monkeypox, 你还来讲征战？
He said, Pastor Yu, we're still in the middle of the pandemic, and there's news of the monkeypox. You're talking about warfare right now?
我们需要安慰，我们需要爱，我们需要软性的信息。
We need comfort, we need love, we need a gentler message.
弟兄姊妹，神永远不会缺乏给我们足够的爱，足够的安慰。足够的这个鼓励的。
God will always give us the sufficiency of His comfort, His love, His encouragement.
但是他更希望看见他的儿女刚强起来。
But He desires to see His children to rise up in strength.
能够勇敢的去面对我们周围所有的征战。
That courageously face all the battles that comes our way.
所以我们上个礼拜讲了征战的头两场征战、哦、上一次、啊、
The last time we were together, we spoke of the very first two battles. I said,
一方面讲 讲到耶利哥。
We talked about the Battle of Jericho.
它不仅仅是第一场征战，非常非常的重要。
Not only is the very first battle is of utmost importance.
讲到在承受产业上，我们一定会碰到强大的坚固的营垒挡着我们。
Then in the process of inheriting God's blessings, we will always encounter an obstacle, a strong and mighty fortress.
这一场的征战不仅重要性，充满了教育性。
But this battle is not only important, but it's very educational.
要我们学什么？还记不记得一个月了？
What did the Lord want us to learn? Do you remember?
我希望你们不仅没有忘记，而且这一个月都在操练。
I hope that you have not forgotten, but you have put to practice this entire month.
耶利哥城第一场的征战，这教育性的征战，教育我们两件事情。
It's teaching us two things through this particular battle.
征战的胜败在乎耶和华，不在乎我们。
The battle belongs to the Lord. The victory belongs to Him. It's not of us.
你明明有60万大军打一个城，太容易了。
600,000 men to come against a city, that's more than sufficient. That's easy to do.
神不让我们靠自己。
But God says, do not lean on yourself.
神要让我们看见所有的胜败在乎耶和华。
God wants us to see that all its victory belongs to the Lord.
你根本不用拔刀。
You do not even need to draw the sword.
你根本不用去杀仇敌。
You don't need to come and chase after your enemy.
整个耶利哥城高大的城要在你面前倒下来。
This entire stronghold will fall before your eyes.
完全出于神。
It is entirely of Him.
这个教育性的第二件重要的事情就在于人信而顺服。
The second lesson is to trust and to obey.
你怎么相信？单纯的相信，绝对的顺服，所有的事情都在神的手中。
To the extent of your trust and your obedience unto the Lord, you'll know that everything is in His hands.
好，这是第一场。第二场征战讲爱城。
And the second battle, we talk about the battle of Ai.
让神的百姓看见，今天我们失败。该如何去面对自己的失败？
That when we have a failure, how do we face those failures?
要找出我们得罪神的地方。
To come to discover the areas where we offended God.
失败是表面上的事情。
To have failures, these are just superficial things.
得罪神、远离神、不合神心意是 root, 是真正根基的问题。
But to offend God, to not to please God, that is the root of the problem, that is the flesh.
我说了很多次，战场不过显明我们的胜败，但是我们的胜败却在平常就决定了。
I said this time and time again, that the battlefield reveals whether we have victory or not, but the victory is determined by every day of our lives.
我怎么过生活，我跟神的关系正不正常，就决定我胜败的原因。
How do I live my days? Do I have a normal relationship with God? It will determine whether I win or I lose in the battlefield.
所以亚干犯罪，亚干得罪神，亚干有当灭之物。让整个百姓失败。
So Achan failed. Achan has the detestable things. He retained those things. That's the reason why the entire nation of Israel failed.
神说，当面之物不除，我就不再与你们同在。当面之物不除，你们在仇敌面前站立不住。
God says, if you will not remove the accursed things, I will no longer be with you. You will no longer be able to stand before your enemies.
两个太可怕，也是我们永远没有办法付得起的代价。
Two dreadful things, two prices that we can never ever afford to pay.
神不再同在，而且我们在仇敌面前再也站不住。
God says, I will not be with you, and you will no longer stand before your enemies.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意过这样子的生活吗？
Brothers, are you willing to live your days that way?
你敢过这样子的生活吗？
Would you dare to live your days that way?
没有神的同在，在仇敌手中。
If you do not have the presence of God, you are in the hand of the enemy.
所以如果我们还活在罪中，求神让我们悔改。
If we are still living in a lifestyle of sin, we ask the Lord, give us a heart of repentance.
如果我们知道什么地方得罪神，让我今天就悔改。
If I know in what area I've offended God, I say, today is the day, the Lord, I will repent.
把当灭之物立刻除掉。
That the accursed things will be removed from my life.
求神怜悯我们，我讲的听的，我们都需要这样子的信息。
May the Lord be merciful to us, those who speak and those who hear, we need such messages.
今天我们继续讲三场的征战。
Today we will continue to go and elaborate on three battles that's to follow.
一个讲基遍的征战。
One is the battle with the Gibeonites.
一个讲对付五王的征战。
And then the battle with the five kings.
第三个对付北方诸王的征战。
And thirdly with the united coalition of the northern kingdoms.
你基本上可以把这样今天要讲的三场征战分成两大类。
For the three battles that we're going to talk about today, you can actually categorize them in two areas.
那第一大类是基遍这场征战。
And the very first one, you can focus on the battle with Gibeon.
不是很多人读经都会把基遍列为几场征战中的一个。
A lot of people would not count the battle with Gibeon as a battle per se.
但是对我来说，这是一个非常重要的征战。
But for me, it is a very special, a very important warfare.
因为它是我们常常犯的一个错误。
It is a problem that we often fall into.
以色列百姓根本没有打。就失败了。
The people of Israel never fought, yet they lost.
第二类的征战。
The second type of a battle.
就是面对五个王或是北方诸王，一共三十一个王。这是仇敌联合的力量。
And the five kings and the united king of the northern kingdoms. This is a coalition, a united force of the enemy.
所以这是今天出埃及约书亚记第九章到十二章的内容，请你们回家继续好好读。
This is the content of Joshua chapter 9 through chapter 12. I ask everybody to please read it.
那面对这三场征战，我今天出的题目叫做敌虽势不享恩如恒。
In the face of these three battles, the title that I gave to the message today is Though the enemy surrounds, we continue to enjoy the grace of God always.
一个非常正面充满着荣耀盼望的信息。
And it's a message that's very positive, that's full of hope.
因为我说过征战的目的是积极的。
And I say again, the purpose of every battle is always proactive.
征战的结局应该是积极的，对不对？
The end of every battle should also be positive. Is that correct?
关键在于我们怎么去面对征战。
The criticality is how do we face each battle?
所以我们先读一下今天的背诵经文。
Let's read the memorization scripture together.
他教导我的手能以征战，甚至我的膀臂能开铜弓。你把你的救恩给我做盾牌，你的右手扶持我，你的温和使我为大。诗篇十八篇。
He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend the bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great.
我们看见征战的目的不光是积极的。
And we see that again, the purpose of every battle is positive.
整个过程其实是非常积极蒙福的。
The entire process is full of blessings.
因为万军之耶和华宇宙的主宰，他亲自教导我们怎么征战。
Because the Lord of hosts, the author of the universe, he personally himself teaches how to do battle.
你稍微想一想，你从小到现在哪一个老师你最怀念他。
And, from your entire lifespan, think about the one teacher that you remember the most.
或者哪一个老师是最好的老师。
What particular teacher was the best teacher in your life?
今天神在这里，他要亲自教导我们怎么征战。
But today God himself personally is going to teach us how to do warfare.
一面他已经把得胜的权柄地位找给我们了。
On the one hand, he's already given us the position of victory.
但是他又在这里教我们的手怎么征战。
But at the same time, he's teaching our hands how to do warfare, how to battle.
甚至我的膀臂能开铜弓。
And that my arm has the strength to bend the bow of bronze.
你看那些 teenager 最喜欢练 muscle 的。
You know, a lot of teenagers, they like to build their bodies up.
不用 teenager, 连我三岁的孙子有时候都举肌肉给我看。
Not even my teenager, my three-year-old grandson will show me his physique.
我们都希望我们外面的力量不住的增长。
And we all desire that our outward strength will continue to increase.
但是神在这里教我们，让我们属灵的力量、征战的能力不住的增长。
But God is teaching us that our spiritual strength, our strength to do spiritual battle will continue to increase.
不仅仅仇敌不再能打败我们，而且仇敌成为我们的食物。
Not only the enemy can no longer strike us down, but the enemy now has become our food.
我们能够借着征战享受征战得胜的喜乐。
And that through these battles we may enjoy the victory through these battles.
三十五节他说，你把你的救恩给我做盾牌，要表示神用 salvation, 用他的 salvation 做我们的盾牌，我们不会受到伤害。
Verse 35, what we just read, you have also given me the shield of salvation. His salvation protects us.
而且在征战中，神右手亲自扶持我们，他的温和使我为大。
And then your right hand has held me up, your gentleness has made me great.
然后仇敌害怕我们。
And so the enemy is fearful of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望我们今天看征战的时候，用一个正面的角度来看。
So brothers and sisters, I pray that today, as we look upon this issue of warfare, we look at it very positively.
不是我们不会失败。
It's not that we would never fail.
也不是仇敌不可怕。
It is not that the enemy is not dreadful.
乃是我们所信靠的这位更伟大。
But the one whom we trust in, he is greater, he is mightier.
他用救恩做我们的盾牌保护我们。
He uses salvation to be our shield, to be our protection.
他亲自教我们征战。
And he personally is teaching us how to warfare.
他让我们的手可以拉铜弓，我们属灵力量不住的增长。
That again, my arm has the strength to bend the bow of bronze, that my spiritual strength continue to increase.
他的温和使我们伟大。
And his gentleness has made me great.
所以我在这里前言特别讲到，属灵征战虽然是一生之久，但是征战的目的，积极的目的，是为了神的荣耀， 也为了我们得以承受产业，就是基督。
And again, the intro speaks that the spiritual warfare is for a lifetime, but the purpose of warfare is for God's glory and for us to be able to inherit the things of God, that is Christ.
我们需要知道，而且来经历征战的胜败，全在乎耶和华。
We need to truly understand and experience that the battle belongs to the Lord.
他不仅仅是大能的神，也是爱我们、愿意施恩帮助我们得胜的神。
He's not only the mighty God, but also the God who loves us and always willing to help us overcome through grace.
好，所以这是我们今天要看的啊，底下的信息你们可以看。所以今天的征战有这两大类。
So this is the backdrop of what we want to look at today. So again, these two main categories.
啊，一个是畸变的征战，讲到我们在被仇敌欺骗，因着人的自信。然后我们落入了带来的危机。
We come and look at the battle of Gibeon. Again, because of the deception of the enemy and our self-assurance, it brought about a crisis.
第二个就是联军啊，这种联合的力量。
And secondly, we see that our enemy has a united kingdom, a united force against us.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你们有没有过在人生某一个阶段里面，觉得难处接二连三的临到。
Have you ever encountered a time in your life where you find that trouble comes to you one after another?
中国话说祸不单行，对不对？
There's a saying in Chinese that trouble don't come by themselves.
你同时一下子好几个难处一起发生。
And you come to discover oftentimes in life you've encountered difficulties all of a sudden, all at once.
你在工作上的、经济上的、家庭上的、人际关系上的、这个健康上的、侍奉上的，你看一连串有一大堆的难处同时发生。
In your workplace, in your finances, in your family, in your relationship with others, even in ministry, you discover there are difficulties and trouble that comes.
我在我身上就发生过好几次。
And it happened to me multiple times.
我那时候算五根指头不够用。
And I would tell you, I can't, the five fingers is not sufficient for me to number all of them.
你要算细一点的话，十根指头都不够用，要用脚趾头了。
And if I need to really count them, my two hands is insufficient to count all the troubles that came my way all at once.
我一点不是夸张的，怎么会同时来呢？
I'm not exaggerating to you. They all came at me at once.
就有点像以色列百姓，一下子五个王联合起来打他。
It's almost as if the nation of Israel, all these five kings, all came at them all at once.
北方这么多个王联合起来一起打他们。
And the northern alliance, all the kingdoms, they all got together to come and fight against Israel.
今天这两类的征战都跟我们很有关系。
And Brent says, I want to say again, these two categories of battles has everything to do with us.
首先我们在这里，我们需要认识经历征战的胜败在于神。
And foremost, we need to come and understand and acknowledge that the battle belongs to the Lord.
但是神却非常在乎人对他的态度。
But the Lord cares tremendously about our attitude towards him.
虽然我们知道胜败都在他。
And we know the victory belongs to him, we know that.
不是靠着我们。
It is not by our own strength.
但是神又非常在乎我们。
But yet God cares tremendously about us.
所以你也可以说我们的态度也常常决定了征战的胜败。
And in other words, you can say that our attitude determines whether we win the battle or not.
征战的本身得胜的原因在乎神。
The battle itself and the victory belongs to God.
但我们能不能有份于这个得胜在乎我们的态度。
But whether we are...partaker, we can have this victory depends on our attitude.
So we want to come and
look at this battle of the Gibeonites.
我想我不知道你们有没有在家先读，就是神交给约书亚一个命令，进到迦南地，迦南地这些都堕落到不得了的，神说要全部铲除。
And I don't know if you had a chance to pre-study the book of Joshua. God says, when you enter into Canaan, the occupants of Canaan has fallen so severely, you need to annihilate the entire the people of Canaan.
如果我们中间有福音朋友或是出信的，也许你会有问题：神为什么这么残忍？我今天没有空回答这个问题啊。
If you're gospel friends or you're newly in the faith and you say, why would God give such a command? He seems so cruel. I don't have the opportunity to elaborate.On the reason why today.
我随便一列就可以列五个原因，神为什么需要这么残忍？
And I could very, very easily list five reasons why God needed to be so severe.
但是不在我的题目里面。
But it is not within the outline today.
那么神交代他们，除非远方的，很远的，不然只要你们要住的地方的人。仇敌全部要铲除。
So the decree that God has given to the people of Israel, unless it's people from a very, very far nation, all those who are in the promised land, in you need to remove, you need to annihilate.
那么就在约书亚他们军队扎营的基甲 附近。
And right near Gilgal, right at the place where they encamped, the people of the people
got camped. 走路不过三天的路程，有一个大城叫基遍。
But about 3 days' journey, there's a great city called Gibeon.
圣经告诉我们，这个基遍里面全是勇士。
And the scripture tells us that the city of Gibeon are full of mighty warriors.
但是这些基甸人他们选择要来投降。
But the Gibeonites, they made a choice. They're going to surrender.
但是他们不合乎投降的条件。
But they do not fall under the criteria of surrender.
他们就住在迦南地的中心。
Because they live right in the center of the land of Canaan.
所以他们就弄谎言。
And so they came up with a deceptive plan.
三件事情告诉约书亚跟其他的领袖。
And so in these three ways, they spoke to Joshua and the leaders of Israel.
你看我们出门带的饼原来还是热的。现在都已经干了，而且长霉了。
This is the bread that we have with us. It was still warm out of the oven, but look at it now. It's moldy and it is old.
所以他们拿出一些发霉的饼给这些人看。
And he brought out all their provisions and that were moldy and they displayed it before the leader of Israel.
他说：“你看我们喝的酒。”
As you look at the wine, our drink.
酒袋原来都是新的，到现在都已经要裂掉了，表示我们长途跋涉而来。
The wine skin was brand new when we started our journey. Now it is on the point of breaking. Means we have taken a very long journey to get here.
你看我们的衣服跟鞋子都已经穿旧了，你不要看我的鞋，我鞋子还算新的，它那个都已经烂了，旧了。
Look at our clothing. Look at the shoes we wear. They're all worn out.
所以，约书亚跟三个领袖看见三个 evidence 证据。
So Joshua and the leader of the Israelites saw these three presentations and believed the Gibeonites.
就跟他们立约，你们可以存活，我们决定不杀你们。
And they established a covenant with them that you may live, we will not destroy you.
然后完了以后，才发现原来他们就住在附近。
And then after they made that agreement, they discovered the Gibeonites is right in their neighborhood.
所以当这件事情传出来的时候，百姓们都在埋怨这些领袖们。
So when the word got out, all the people began to complain about the leaders of Israel.
你们怎么可以做这样子的决定？
How can you make such a decision?
你们怎么会这样子的处理我们周围的敌人？
How could you deal with the enemy that is immediately at our doorstep?
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见这一场的征战关键，我们读一下我列的经文哈。因为受了他们些食物，并没有求问耶和华。所以他们就中了基遍人的诡计。
Joshua chapter 9 verse 14, that the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord, and so they were deceived by the Gibeonites.
这两个都是他们这一场征战失败的原因。
These two things are the reason why they lost this battle.
第一个，信心不是凭着眼见跟感觉，但是他们却凭眼见。
Number one, faith is not by sight.But they made the decision based on sight.
他们看见这三个东西就相信了。
They saw these three evidence and they believed.
但是他却没有想到这些所谓的 fact 跟 evidence 的背后是谎言。
And they did not come to realize that the fact and behind these evidence is a lie.
这是仇敌今天在我们身上给我们试探最主要的诡计。
And this is the greatest and the foremost scheme of the devil concerning temptation in our lives.
他就是要让我们相信我们眼睛看到的、听到的、感觉到的。
That we would believe what we see, what we feel, and what we can touch.
但是我们却不能够看见这个背后的谎言。
But we cannot have the understanding and see the lies behind it.
所以我们就做了决定了。
And so we make our decision.
第二个更大更容易犯的错误就是他们没有求问耶和华。
The second mistake, which is a great mistake, is that they did not inquire of the Lord.
哥林多后书第二章说属灵人能够参透万事。
2 Corinthians says that a spiritual man can perceive and understand all things.
就算我没有这么属灵不能够看透每一件事情。
Even though I may not be spiritual and be able to see through all things.
但是我应该在一切所行的事上来求问耶和华。
But in all things, I need to come and seek the Lord's counsel.
圣经上说他必指引我们当行的路。
The scripture tells us that he will direct our path.
所以两个问题，一个是他们凭着眼见，凭着眼前看到的东西做决定。
Again, number one, they made the decision based on what they saw.
第二个在于他们并没有去问耶和华。
Number two, they did not ask counsel of the Lord.
我想这样子的错也不需要举太多的例子哈。
And I think I don't need to illustrate it, or give everyone a lot of illustrations.
因为在我们生活中都在发生。
And I know it's happening every day of our lives.
大可以大到所谓婚姻大事。根本不求问神，完全凭主观的喜好。
Some of these bigger matters where it comes pertain to our marriage, we don't even ask the Lord. We make decisions based on our own likings.
你看他长这么帅。
Oh, he's so handsome.
哦，学位又这么好。
He's got such a wonderful degree.
收入这么高。
And
收入这么高 ，income 这么高。
He has such a high income.
你看他对我这么好，天天给我写信、打电话。
He's so nice to me. He writes me love letters every single day and calls me every day.
我们根本不用祷告，心就已经交出去了。
I don't even need to pray. My heart is already inclined towards this person.
然后进入婚姻以后，痛苦的收都收不回来。
And I enter into marriage and enter in such a pain that I cannot take that decision back.
同样的，你们孩子们选自己将来的主修，或者我们找 career， 甚至我们决定搬到哪里去，弟兄姊妹，这些事情都需要祷告的。
For instance, where we go to college, where we major in, where we end up moving to, we need to bring all these things into prayer.
它都会影响我们在仇敌的面前跟在神面前的结果。
It will have an influence, a consequence to our end, what we will receive before the Lord.
有一次，一个教会长执会在开会的时候
，One time, the leadership of a particular church has a meeting.
大家谈起一个难处来
，And everybody brought up an issue, a problem.
牧师说，哎，我们真的需要好好祷告。
The pastor says we really need to pray.
只是说啊，已经严重到需要祷告了。
The deacon says it's so serious that we got to pray now.
好像我们觉得祷告是已经人的尽头，我才需要祷告的。
As if we only pray when we come to our end, then we begin to pray.
所以，即便的失败让我们看见，就是因为人凭眼见、凭主观、凭自己的判断、对自己的自信。做了许多的决定，不求问神。
And again, we see that the loss of the Gibeonites is entirely because people made decisions based on their own observation, their own understanding, and they did not come and inquire of the Lord.
所以诗篇十九篇十三节，大卫有一个祷告。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 13, David had a prayer.
他说：“求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。”
He says, "Keep back your servant also for presumptuous sins."
不容这罪辖制我，我就免犯大罪。
Let them not have dominion over me, then I shall be blameless.
或者你可以讲说，不容这罪辖制我，我就免犯大错，也可以。
And that I shall be innocent of great transgression.
就算你不是犯大罪，你也可能犯很多的错，因为你没有尊重神，你任意妄为。
Perhaps they're not great sins, but they may be transgressions because you.Acted presumptuously.
我以前很喜欢19章的12节，求你赦免我隐而未现的罪，因为我觉得自己太糟了，很多自己都不知道的罪需要神赦免。
I used to love verse 12 because David cries out and says, Lord, please cleanse me from secret faults. And I said, I have a lot of things that I may not even know that I possess.
我更喜欢14节成为我的祷告，主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念在你眼前蒙悦纳。
And we all love the verse that follows, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable.To your sight.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。